Hi, my name's Doug, and I'm going to show you how to translate better. Translation engines have been on the internet for a long time. They used to be rule-based tools, and those have been taken over by statistical systems, which are faster and more accurate. Hola, and I want to introduce you to a new tool. It's called Microsoft Translator. Now, don't let the subtlety of the title fool you. It's actually a powerful new tool, and there's several different ways to use it. The first is a free Office add-in. Blavite, you can download it right now and start translating your office documents with this new powerful translation tool. The second is for the internet. Ni hao, for Internet Explorer 8, you can download Microsoft Translator and do some quick translations of words or phrases, even whole pages, very quickly, sometimes without even a click. And a third, and this one's really cool, is the Microsoft Translator widget. Now, for the first time, you can embed a translator, bonjour, and put it on your website, and it does the translation of right on your website. Now why is that important? Well, here's how translation works on the internet usually. You have a translation, you actually have to send it to another website. So, here we go. Zip, it goes to a site. Zip, it comes back. Pretty fast, but still, it's going to another site, and that causes problems. Let's say you have a fierce firewall, or in this case, a fire hippo, it can't get through the fire hippo, so you can't get your translation back. Or you get your translation back, and guess what? It looks terrible. The formatting's all off, and it does weird things with colors. It looks terrible on your page, and that's no good. So here with Microsoft Translator, you can get new tools, powerful, free, to your computer. And no, there's no Aussie translation yet. I just like the hat. G'day. So here's the first method in Office. We're in Word. Simply highlight the text. We go to the Review tab, and then you can go to Translate. Now, there's translating tools already there. We'll show you how to get the Microsoft Translators, the default. And there's your text right below. If you hit the Insert button, you insert into your text. But if you hit the green arrow, you get to translate the entire Word document on the fly on the internet. There, that's real time. I didn't speed that up. So here it is in Dutch. And then if you highlight it, you get the English in the window there. You can also look at the documents side by side, top to bottom, and again in English with the Dutch balloons or in Dutch with English balloons. Either way works that way. Now on the internet here, you take the text that you want to do, and with Internet Explorer 8, right click and you get Translate with Microsoft Translator, and then without clicking, look, the word appears in the language that you've preset. Again, not even clicking. You can also see this whole document side by side, top to bottom, just like we did on the Word document. Now here's Microsoft Translator at Bing. We've kind of seen this before. You kind of add in the URL. Here's all the languages we have right now. Of course, we're adding more, but here's something you haven't seen. Here's the Microsoft Translator. It's a widget you embed, and then your customers or you get to see the language. Now here's what happens. You go ahead and pick your language. Let's hit Dutch. And then look, it translates on the fly. Look at the green bar at the top. That's how quickly it does. But the page hardly changes. Your formatting looks right. Your paragraphs look like. The text looks right. And you can do this in all different languages. Let's use Arabic. And look, the page still looks like the page that you designed and all that. So that's the Microsoft Translator.